made me wanna know, Bobby, did you get that swagger? I wanna know so that I can move faster. The way that you're walking past ain't slow, making me wonder, made me wanna know. Was it soft? Touching down here straight from God. Must have been a velvet slide in the stars. The way you smirk or smug and show makes me wonder about the beach you go. And maybe I'll just breathe and let you slow. And if so, Bobby, did you get it that way? I want to know so that I can move faster. The way that you walk past me is slow. Making me wonder, make me wanna. Looking down on me and my wife.
My wife,
the way you move, the way you stay, makes me wonder what you're gonna say if I try to stand in your way. When I say, Lord, did you get that swag? I wanna know so that I can move faster. The way that you're walking past ain't so. Making me wonder, make me wanna know. That you thought you knew so well.
So well.
The way you switch your step and stare, looking like you're late to be somewhere.
Makes me wonder what it is you think.
When I sing, Bobby, did you get that swag? I wanna know so that I can move faster. The way that you're walking proud and slow, making me wonder, make me wanna know. Bobby, did you get that swag?
That you're walking around and so
making me wonder, made me wanna know. Oh, did you?
It's Nicole Brandon with Hourglass Bride, and we are back, and hopefully we have our guest on the line. So, again, I will do a little bit about this amazing man, and we are so lucky that he has taken time to be with us today. Today we are talking with Courtney Geigel. He is the co-founder and the CEO of My Wedding Style, Inc. He founded the company back in 2012 with his business partner, Corey Parker, and Courtney has been involved in the wedding industry for over a decade, where he originally got his start as a wedding DJ. I can't wait to talk to him about that. And he has been part of over 150 I do's, which is just incredible. It's remarkable. And he's married to, the lovely Jodi Geigel, who was on our show talking about health and nutrition and fitness, and she is just one of the best in the nutrition end and wellness end that I have ever met, and they just make such a remarkable pair and a dynamic duo together. Courtney graduated from UC San Diego with a degree in biology, and I know that this wedding site, I've been on this site, and it's for everyone. If you're going to a wedding, if you've been married, if you're in a relationship, just if you're looking for a great gift for a man, for a woman, for a child, for your parents, this site has absolutely everything. And so I'm excited and thrilled to bring him on. And hopefully he is here on the other end and we can talk to him all about this incredible website that he has created. And it's really fantastic. So welcome to the show, Courtney Geigel.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Courtney. There you are. It's so nice to hear your voice. It's so rare that we have, you know, technological trouble. And, of course, you know, we're online and certainly, you know, there's cyber, you know, world out there. But it's interesting because I always feel like the exact timing is always perfect. So it's like the minute that your sweet voice said hello is exactly that, you know, people were like, brushing their teeth or just getting out of the pool or something before, and they're here now for you, and I'm here now for you. So it's perfect timing. And I have to tell you, I spent days on your website, and I am not a technological person. I can't still handwrite everything, and I have a typist that comes in and literally puts everything in for me. And so for me to spend any time on a website, it has to be extraordinary. And I was so pulled in because it is a website for everyone. It's not just a bridal website. I mean, it has everything you could possibly want if you're getting married, but it is a site that for everyone to find the great gift ideas, unique things that they've never found before, something really special, really personal, really spectacular, really sentimental. So how did it begin? Where did you even come up with such a phenomenal concept?
Well, thank you, and also thank you for the very sweet intro. I appreciate it, and I'll pass it on to my wife to very nice comments about her. So thanks, Nicole. The website has it originally started. Actually, we launched a company about 3 years ago, and that was originally called My Wed Deal. So My Wedding Deal, except shortened. And basically how we really started off was we were looking to do kind of like a Groupon thing for weddings in Southern California. And so Corey, my business partner, and I, we developed the concept and the site and launched probably 2.5 years ago. And it was basically just focused on deals for Southern California weddings, everything from, like, DJs, photographers, florists. And so we partner with a bunch of local vendors and then run promotions from them for a week or 2 weeks or a month, trying to give brides and grooms an opportunity to get some really cool vendors for their wedding, you know, while trying to save money. It was a good way to get into the wedding business. It was a good start for us. But then in the last year, we kind of pivoted away from that and developed just a full e-commerce site. And it's geared towards the wedding industry, but I appreciate you bringing up. We also try to make it as inclusive as possible. You know, we want, you know, our shopper on our site is typically the bride. I think as most weddings, the bride make most of the decisions and do most of the legwork. So, you know, I would say 80 to 90% of the customers are typically the bride. So we try to curate a shopping experience that not only appeals to their wedding, but also appeals to maybe, you know, the time we have them, stuff in their daily life they might be interested in. Or like you said, there's a lot of stuff we try to give gifts that you could get for, you know, the bride and groom, but also everyone in the wedding party, the parents. And naturally, there's a lot of cool personalized stuff that also apply for, like, Father's Day or Valentine's Day or your anniversary. So it is geared towards a wedding-centric audience, but I do appreciate you hearing you say that there's stuff for everybody. That's always great to hear that, so I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I was looking even at the featured products, let's start there, and on the featured products, it's so diversified. I mean, they had the seating chart luminaries, which I've never seen before. And that's for those of you that don't know, they actually, you put the candles in or they light up, and it had the names of the guests that were at the table. Actually,
right,
totally. Right on the luminaries. That's so classy, and it's so elegant, and it's such a nice touch, and it's such a different touch than anything I've ever seen. And you have in that same section your bride and groom hangers, which are so
yeah.
fabulous, especially when someone has a wedding dress or they have the tuxedo, and just to be able to have a special hanger for that special outfit, for that special day. And then I saw that you had the old and new and borrowed and blue boxes.
Right, yeah,
and
we have a vendor that
always say something old and something new and something borrowed and something blue, but to actually have a place to put that and to keep that as a keepsake, a forever keepsake, and to have that, it's such a special gift. And then I love that you had the just for her and just for him, and some of my favorite things that you had on the just for him where you had these little cufflinks that said, keep calm, she said yes.
Yeah, those are pretty funny.
And so
yeah.
I thought those were great, and you have socks that said in case you get cold feet. I mean, the gifts are so exceptionally different and so unique,
great.
And something that you just say, this would just be great. These are perfect gifts. So do you have a hand in deciding what goes on the website and how you choose your vendors, and do you work with wedding planners as well or the mother of the bride as well?
That's a great question, and it's kind of at the core of our mission statement. So we basically, you know, we are a curated shopping experience. So what that means to us and, you know, people that are familiar with curation is that basically we're saying that we're going to go out there and try to find vendors that we think are really unique and really great makers and bring awesome, you know, really fun products, and then we're going to bring them to our site and offer them to the bride and groom and, you know, one-stop shop experience. So, you know, it's kind of our responsibility to provide our bridal community with stuff that we really love, that stuff that we think they will love. So, yeah, to answer your first question, absolutely. That's what we do, is we spend a lot of time talking to different vendors, looking for different products. We work with a whole range of companies that make more traditional stuff like cake toppers and aisle runners. And then we have a whole plethora of Etsy vendors or Etsy-type vendors who make just really unique niche products. And, yeah, that's really kind of what we are trying to do, is create a shopping experience that's really, truly unique. I think there's a movement going on, I think, in our society in general of, you know, like makers and individual artisans. And it's, you know, with the explosion of Etsy and Pinterest, and there's a lot of platforms for just individual artisans that, you know, used to sell maybe at like a market or a garage sale or something, and now they're exposed to like worldwide audiences, which is really amazing. And so we're trying to harness their creativity and utilize them for a specific wedding type audience. So we absolutely search hours and high and low for the coolest vendors we can find, and we try to get them to become a part of our site and then basically, you know, offer their products to our to our couples. So, yeah, the groom socks are some of my favorite. I think they're super cute. They're really great for grooms. It literally is embroidered on there. It says, in case you get cold feet, which are just super cute wedding day socks. Bridal dress hangers that are personalized for your name, with your name or last name, wedding day. You know, there's tons of stuff that is personalized, and that's really what today's bride wants. Is, you know, she wants to have, you know, the wedding that is unique and that she is just super excited about because she has a hand in so much of it. You know, there's a definite DIY movement going on, and I think we try to harness a lot of that as well.
That's incredible. You know, when you talk about the socks that also touch me so much, where they had socks for the father of the bride, and the socks mm-hmm. said, of all of our walks, this is my favorite.
Yeah, which is super cute.
And, oh, my gosh. I thought that was just such a beautiful, fantastic gift. So, so special. And then when I was looking at your bio, you started as a DJ?
Yeah, I've had a random journey to now.
Tell me about
pretty
that.
Funny. Yeah, it's so funny. You know, as you mentioned, I did go to UC San Diego and graduated with a biology degree. And a great experience. I was going to go on and go to grad school and probably do the PhD professor route. That's my father is used to be a professor, now retired. So that was kind of my blueprint, you know, through college. I was into, like, environmental science, oceanography. And anyways, fast forward, I started taking some acting classes towards the end of college. And kind of got the acting bug. So I moved up to L.A., put grad school on hold, got some work as an actor and kind of did that for a while. And my day job, one of the day jobs I first got like 11 years ago as an actor, I just saw a listing and breakdown service, like a job listing for a performer. So I was like, I'm going to give it a shot. And it was a company that did bar mitzvahs and weddings. And so they trained, actually, Corey, I think I got him that job, too, as well. But anyways, both he and I have been now in the wedding industry for 10, 11 years. And a lot of that time was spent as wedding DJs, which was really just a day job to, you know, pay bills while we were acting. But then, we got older, Corey has a couple kids, and we've been looking for some time to develop a company that was our own that, was involved in the wedding industry, but not just DJing. We didn't want to be, you know, 55-year-old DJs and look like John Levitz from The Wedding Singer. So, you know, we had to figure out, okay, let's do something where we can create a business that we love in this industry and give it a shot. And so, yeah, 2.5 years forward, I mean, it's a very obtuse journey I made from, you know, biology degree, and I was a rugby player in college, so very random to where now I'm running a wedding company. But it's been a phenomenally interesting experience and ride, and we're super thrilled with where we are, and we have a lot of work ahead of us, but it's been a very interesting journey, you know. There's a lot that I would have never expected, and where I am now, I'm very grateful and excited.
That's incredible. So looking back, it's that you were over at over 150 weddings. And so did that steer you or gear you? When you created this site with Courtney, did you say there are things I absolutely do not want because they don't work, or there are things that they should have had or something that should have been offered that I never saw at a wedding, or I once saw this one thing and thought it was really kind of cool? Or how did that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's no better, you know, kind of learning ground than being at weddings, you know, because you really get to see, you know, the bride, and there's so much planning that they do, and, you know, you're kind of ground zero for that. Because as a DJ, you're kind of a mini coordinator, you know, an MC DJ, so you're kind of like a mini coordinator at the event. So you're really kind of witness to a lot of the specific details that the couples have to go through and plan. And, of course, you see all their decor and how they choose it. And, you know, there's a million different things you can do for, like, you know, your guest book. There's a whole variety of, like, you can do traditional. You can do I see we have something on our site that's a Jenga puzzle where you can guess right on Jenga pieces, and then you put it together. And then there's, like, wall boards for guest books. You know, there's so much variety within, you know, each person's individual wedding. So we have seen, like, a ton that we're like, oh, that's super cool, you know, or, like, or you see stuff that goes in and out of favor. You know, there's trends that were popular a few years ago that, you know, just aren't anymore. And it was a really good experience to be involved in that. And, you know, we met tons of wedding industry people, tons of coordinators and photographers. And so we definitely have a pretty ample knowledge of, you know, what all is involved in a wedding and bride tastes and what, like you said, what is popular and what's becoming more popular and what isn't. And absolutely, it's a very helpful tool, and it's been a helpful tool over the last decade to get where we are now.
Mm. It's incredible. When I was looking at the site, and I was also amazed at how many gifts that you have that could just be used for Father's Day or for Valentine's, or because it's your boyfriend or your husband or your father's or your brother's birthday. You have golf sets and the duffel bags and, you know, with the flasks and all sorts of things that are just fabulous gifts on for any occasion. I was looking at the golf sets, duffel bags and all of these things, the cufflinks, that, I mean, it's really the go-to place to shop for unique gifts for someone you care about and love. And that's
I appreciate that. Yeah, actually, Jody, my wife, Jody Geigel, is she's our number one customer, a little secret. But she's actually placed the most orders ever on our site, and she's my wife, and she's been married the whole time that we've had this company. But like you said, every time somebody's birthday or her parents' anniversary comes around, she's like, I'm going to go to my husband's store and see what I can buy. And it's pretty funny. She's bought, you know, a ton of different things where, like you said, it works out well, you know. Like, a lot of the stuff we do offer is gifts for your bridal party, so, or your parents, you know. And there's a lot of people to thank during wedding, and, you know, there's a lot of different things that you could give as a memento, and we like to find, like, a lot of unique things. And like you said, there's a lot of traditional guy stuff that we also have that, you know, goes great for your groomsmen, like you said, you know, golf bag sets, or, you know, there's a lot of drinking-related things, obviously, like beer, you know, personalized beer glasses and wall mount, pub signs. There's a lot of fun stuff. So, yeah, I mean, it works pretty well for a lot of different holidays. So that's what we try to let people know while they're with us, for sure, and we hope that some people stick around after their wedding because there is a lot to buy. And traditionally, people get married, and they're like, okay, you know, we got everything we need, but we really do try to make it as broad and encompassing as possible so that people can continue to find really cool and unique stuff for their anniversary or, you know, for their friend's wedding that's coming up, or like you said, just Father's Day. There's cool things. I think I bought something for my dad for Father's Day last year, actually, on our site. So, yeah, there is a ton of stuff for hopefully everybody.
I love, that you're talking about for Father's Day, I love that you're talking about the pub signs, that it said for his man cave or whatever, you know,
yeah.
You have the personalized pub signs. But I also was just blown away by the beautiful jewelry. I mean, bracelets and necklaces and, I mean, things that if I wanted to buy myself a bracelet or a necklace or, you know, a ring or something, there was just exquisite, tasteful, really different pieces that people would come over and say, oh, my gosh, where did you? That's so beautiful. And so it wasn't just for your bridesmaid or just for, you know, your bridal party or whatever that is. It really offered just such a broad range, and even decorative pillows for your houses and all sorts of.
Totally.
There's just so, you know,
yeah.
I can understand.
Well, I appreciate that. And yeah, we do have some really great jewelry makers. And like I said, we just try to find companies that, you know, in our opinion, do a great job at what they do. And, you know, like a lot of jewelry makers, have some really cool stuff that applies to, you know, your wedding day and then beyond or every day. And yeah, we do try to provide a lot of different jewelry items because, like I mentioned, you know, the majority of our shopping is done by the bride. And so we want her to say, oh, wow, these earrings would be so cool to give to my maid of honor, a really unique gift rather than something traditional. But at the same time, maybe I'll get a pair for myself because I could wear them tomorrow night or to the bridal shower or all kinds of different things. So, yeah, and actually my wife, Jody, her new favorite earrings are from our site, one of our unique vendors. And, you know, each vendor that we have on our site does typically, you know, their own thing. So we have several jewelry makers and then several people that do just cake toppers and several people that do, you know, different kind of things that they specialize in. And we try to fill up as many categories on our site as possible with those vendors that we're really excited about.
Just wonderful. I mean, truly. And then I want to speak specifically to the bride for a minute, because as we're talking about that the site is for everybody and the site is for everybody, but as a bride, it is such a phenomenal resource. When I looked at the pages of veils and the flower arrangements and the bouquets and the sashes and the if you were looking for every last detail, from the invitations to the table settings to whatever that is, you know, it literally, you have every opportunity for you right now. It's just perfect. So talk to me about for the bride.
Yeah, for the bride, you know, we do, like you mentioned before, we have a whole section that's just for her. So that obviously includes, I guess, any female. But then under that, there's a subcategory that's just for the bride. And we've definitely found that, you know, when brides are shopping, they love to hear, oh, this is exclusively for the bride, you know. And I think a lot of brides, that's important to them. They want stuff that seems like made specifically for them, that it's like really unique. You know, I use the word unique a lot, but I think it's really important. And, so absolutely, our shopping experience, like I said, is really curated with the bride in mind. You know, they're our target market, and they're the ones that do, like I said, the majority of the shopping and make the majority of the decision. So everything from our logo, like if someone goes to our site, you know, one of the things that stands out the most is our bride up in the left corner, and it's a play off of Breakfast at Tiffany's. So we have a bride that's kind of fun and modern, but she has the sunglasses, black sunglasses on, and that's kind of a homage to Breakfast at Tiffany's for, you know, that kind of persona, you know, for today's modern bride or something. And people notice that a lot, and it stands out. So, you know, it just shows, you know, we're a wedding site that's for everybody, but we know who the majority of the decision makers are, and they're typically out. So we want them to have the best experience possible.
That's such an incredible selection, too. That's what I loved. If I was looking for bouquets or for veils, and as you talk about that, I remember seeing an Audrey Hepburn necklace that you had.
Actually Audrey Hepburn. Yeah, one of our vendors makes, you know, just randomly happened to make an Audrey Hepburn necklace that I totally was like, oh, we got to put that on our site for sure. So we got heard of that with us as well, which I think is pretty cool.
I thought that was so pretty. And then you offer free shipping or a huge discount on shipping too, which for especially if somebody's placing a huge order, I mean, that's a big deal.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we offer free shipping over orders over $75, which is every day. So, which is pretty cool because, you know, typically when you shop for wedding stuff, it's not only is it expensive, but, you know, there's a lot of different things that you can buy at one time that, you know, you could really utilize or be excited about. And so we try to, you know, give the couples, you know, the best offer we can give them, and typically free shipping over $75 is really helpful, because a lot of orders they might place is for, you know, also the garter, and they might get the veil, and then they might get 4 pieces of jewelry for their bridesmaids. So, you know, when you get all that, you're talking, you know, $150, $200 or something. So the nice thing is, you know, that you'll get all that from these different unique vendors, and it's all going to be shipped to you for free, which is, I think, helpful. So, yeah, we were proud to offer that and try to give people, I know weddings are expensive, so we try to help our couples out and let them try to save some of their money so they can spend it on whatever it is that they want, or save it for their honeymoon or whatever.
I love that. So can people set up accounts and keep coming back to the site?
Yeah, absolutely. When you make a purchase on our site, you can check out as a guest, so you don't have to create an account. It's totally up to you. But you can also create an account where you can store all your information, so when you come back, checkout is really easy. We also offer gift cards or gift certificates, so people will create accounts and they'll buy a gift card and send it to somebody. And then obviously having an account helps you track your order history and everything. And we also have an email list that, you know, we curate different products on our site and put them in themes. And we also have a weekly blog that we try to touch on really interesting wedding trends or stuff that we think is important to give you information on, and that's included in our email. So our email blasts come out 3 or 4 times a week, and so couples are more than welcome and encouraged to sign up for that, because it's just, hopefully it's a good way to see, oh yeah, this would be a great idea to give to my maid of honor, or, oh, I love these sunglasses, we've got to get these for our pictures, or just, you know, like our blog, which I think the last one that came out was the top 9 grand entrance songs, you know, for your wedding, or your top 9 first dance songs for a couple. So we try to give, because there's so many questions, you know, most people are going through this the first time. And I know when I got married, being in the wedding industry, I thought I knew almost everything. And there's a lot you just don't, because there's so many details. So we're trying to not only offer cool stuff, we're trying to give people some knowledge and try to make their lives a little easier, because they can find a lot of that just by being on our site. Say, oh, yeah, I love this song. Let's use this for our you know, cake-cutting song, or whatever it is that we're trying to blog about that week.
It's just so spectacular. And what is the site? How do people find this site?
You just type in. It's 3 words. It's, like you said, it's my wedding style, but we've shortened it. So our URL is myWed for wedding, and then style. So mywedstyle.com. So you just type that in. You can go to our site. We obviously, you can find us on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, Twitter. You just type in my wed style and you'll be able to find us at all those places.
That's fantastic. And Courtney, do you have any advice for the groom, since you recently have gone through that and we have so many people listening from both sides?
Yeah, I do. We've been married actually 4.5 years now, so it's gone by really quickly. But absolutely, I would say good advice for groom is to be as supportive as possible. I think that goes without saying. But just know that your soon-to-be wife is probably putting in a lot more effort and work than you are, and you should appreciate that and try to help out as much as you can. And the other thing is also be proactive. I know I realize everybody's relationships are different, and maybe some brides-to-be want to make, you know, or handle all the details, and others probably want to help. And, so as a groom, I know that it was helpful for Jody when I said, okay, you know, obviously I have a background. I knew I had a couple of DJs I could call. So I actually, one of our good friends DJed our wedding. But, you know, it was just nice for her, I took care of the DJ and then the videographer, and I just said, hey, look, I'll take care of all the details. It'll be done. Videographer, same way. I'll work it out, you know, make sure payment's made, and then, you know, just take care of those details. So it takes a little bit off her plate. So the groom, I would say, absolutely be supportive and try to, you know, spearhead a couple things at least to take some off the bride's plate. And that's for planning. And then at the wedding, I tell all couples that I meet, you know, it goes by so much faster than you ever thought it would. And it's just such a, it's a truly amazing night. You know, it didn't really hit me until I was experiencing my own, and it was, there's something about it that I was not even prepared for, because it's something that most people think about for years. And, it's like, wow, it's such an amazing evening or day. Because not only are you with this person that you're about to spend the rest of your life with, and you're incredibly happy and excited and love, but so many people that come to celebrate that with you. And that to me was one of the most moving things about our wedding, is all these people come because you're that important to them. And it's pretty amazing, you know, when, you know, 100 or 150, however many people you have, 50, whatever, they're making the effort to get all the way to your wedding and spend that night with you. And it's really amazing. So I always tell couples, it's going to go by super fast, I promise you. At the end of the night, you're going to be like, what just happened? Take everything in as much as you can. Every moment, try to just enjoy it. And I think most people probably do. But that's my advice for the grooms the night of. Just enjoy. Just soak up every minute.
Wow, beautiful advice. Thank you so much for that. I so appreciate that. I mean, just...
Of course.
And she's very lucky to have you. I mean, you're beautiful together. You're like the dynamic duo couple, and she's just so beautiful and so lovely, and you're amazing. And so it's like, you know, it really is a marriage meant to be.
So we appreciate that.
Oh, it's true. It's fabulous. And then I wanted to ask you, since you obviously had your own wedding and now, you know, you have this site, how far in advance? You know, I know a lot of these gifts are engraved, they're personalized, they have your guest's name on them or the bride and groom's name or your parents' name. And so when should people start to plan to buy these gifts or even the table arrangements or the things that you have on your site as far as ordering, creating, shipping, all of that? What do you recommend for people?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I always advocate as soon as you can, because life happens and inevitably there'll always be details the last couple of weeks that you were not expecting or that didn't go right and that you have to problem solve and try to fix. So I always say, you know, which most couples hardly ever do, but don't procrastinate. Try to rock stuff out, the sooner the better. You know, for our site, we have certain items that ship right here from, you know, our warehouse in Venice, and, you know, we'll get to you within 2 days. But other, you know,
Venice, that's Venice, California, right? There are people going, wow, ships all the way from Venice?
not Venice, Italy, Venice, California. Good call, Nicole, I didn't think about that, yeah. For our international listeners, I'm sorry, I'm being... localized and biased towards California. Sorry, the second Venice, yes. So we ship from the second Venice. But anyways, like I said, there's certain items, like we have these sunglasses for the whole bridal party that are bride, groom, father of the bride, ring boy, flower girl, whatever you want to get. And they're really cool. They're, you know, they're inexpensive, like $10 a shade, and a lot of brides get them for the whole bridal party because they look awesome in wedding day photos, and they're just really cute and fun to have. You know, you can get those in like the next day or a few days. So there's certain things that, you know, you can get quickly, but like you said, there's a lot of personalization, and we have certain vendors that are just super busy during wedding season, and they custom make everything by hand, and everything is personalized. So, you know, there's some vendors who do, like, personalized monogram cake toppers with the couple's letters and then wedding date and, like, a special message if they want to say anything. And those can take, like, 3 to 4 weeks, to be honest, during wedding season. And so we do actually, unfortunately, get some people that contact us, like, a week out and are like, hey, I need to get this. Is it possible? And I feel bad because, you know, I have to say, I'm sorry, we can't process your order because there's just no way to get it in time. So Anything absolutely that you think is going to be personalized, or I would say just the majority of stuff, try to leave yourself several months, you know, but at least try to get it all done like 4 to 6 weeks out so the order's in, and, you know, and then you never know. You might get something and you're like, oh, I love this. I want to get this for my mom too, or whatever. I don't know what the item is, but give yourself more time, because I'm always surprised that there's people buying stuff on such short notice, but I think it's inevitable. You know, there's just stuff that you're going to always be in crunch time, and, you know, when you're getting something personalized or shipped to you, there's always going to be a lag time. So just prepare yourself for that, because there's certainly a fair amount of people that try to put orders in or come to our site. They see, oh, it's the 2-week turnaround. I can't do it, you know, and then by next Friday or whatever. So I say try to get everything done by 4 to 6 weeks. That would be my original, or to your original question, try to 4 to 6 weeks out, try to have ordered everything you think you're going to need for the most part.
Okay, that's a relief. And that's a great time frame just for people to be thinking about, especially when they go to the site. And, I mean, so many of those personalized gifts that you wouldn't even think. You'd say, gosh, that would be such a wonderful gift, or even for Christmas, even for Valentine's, even for, you know,
right,
your mother's birthday, whatever that is.
Right.
And,
so, and we also, just to mention, too, we have a lot of stuff that you could buy for your bridal shower, you know, that's geared towards bridal shower or bachelorette party, which are two big events that are tied, you know, to a wedding. And so we sell stuff that, you know, brides and their friends really like to have at a bridal shower, or fun, unique ideas for your bachelorette party. So I also advocate, too, you know, early on, check out our site. And if you know you have a bridal shower coming up or someone's bachelorette party, you know, go on there early and check it out. And, you know, you might find stuff that you want to get now, and then you can come back 6 months later when it's closer to your wedding and get, you know, more immediate stuff for the ceremony or reception. But, you know, there we have all those tank tops. They're super popular that, you know, say bride entourage or, you know, I'm with the bride, team bride. And those are one of our best sellers, is those tank tops that bride inevitably wear when they're going out on their bachelor party night or their bridal shower or whatever. So definitely, you know, check us out early and tell your friends. And but absolutely, you know, explore early and often and late too. Explore as much as you can. That's my point.
Absolutely. And I love that you even have like the luxurious bathrobes, you know, that are marked bride or your bridesmaid or, you know, any of those
right
things. I mean, really. And then I love you even have like a just for giggles section of just crazy, fun, off-the-wall gifts. And so,
right, absolutely.
I mean, just really for
just
anybody.
Just to make you laugh.
We're just going on the site, and it's so much fun, and you can't possibly go on the site and not want to shop. I'm telling you, I was like so... Oh, I was so excited I found this.
Oh, great. Awesome. Well, maybe you can become one of our favorite customers too, Nicole.
That's right. Jody and I will have a shop off. And then
yeah.
As we do that, and then I was really, I have to tell you, Courtney, I was so blown away by how many categories and how many diverse gifts that you have. And I'm so proud and so excited and so grateful that you took the time to come on the show today. And I love the fact that your background as a wedding DJ and someone that, you know, even when you talk about having a degree in biology, and I know that you do so much environmental work as well, and I think that anybody listening to you today can tell that you have a degree of care that is unbelievable. You really do. I mean, you care about the planet, you care about the world, you care about your wife, you care about your customers. And so I think that that really resonates, and that's also what makes this site so special, is because you have your hand in it, and because you care so deeply, that shows. And it really is a very special site.
Oh, well, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I appreciate you're very good at sincere forms of flattery, so you make me feel good, and I appreciate that, and I'm just excited that you had me on your show, and it was really fun talking to you, so thanks a lot, Nicole. I appreciate it.
Yeah. It's my pleasure, especially it's easy with someone extraordinary, so thank you. And it,
well, thank you.
And it's, I'm so glad that we were able to finally fix the sound and get you on. And it's so funny when we have, you know, sound issues, when you have anything that's a technological, because truly that's one of the things about the show is relationships and it's communication and people heart to heart and soul to soul and spirit to spirit and talking. And so it's nice when finally it's like a waterfall, those floodgates open and we're able to share such brilliant information. And that was really my desire in creating the show, is to bring guests, you know, like you on, to be able to share this incredible, you know, information and a place for people to really go as a resource and as a key and a tool and a technique to have that happily ever after. And your site really does that. So for those of you, you know, who were able to hear at the top of the show, I'm so pleased you've been with us from the beginning. And if you jumped in as soon as you heard Courtney's amazing voice and this incredible information he's imparted today, as of next week, starting in July, our show will be airing from 1:30 to 2. 1:30 to 2 Pacific time. We're coming on half an hour earlier as I am starting a new show called Passionate Living at 3 o'clock. So we will have Hourglass Bride, 1:30 to 2:30, and Not Living at 3 o'clock, which is a relationship to everything. We'll have Courtney back on that show as we talk about the environment, your relationship to the world around you, the relationship to yourself and your family and your friends and your colleagues, and I'm excited to bring that to you. And if you would like a copy of today's show, simply send a text to 55678. Pick up your phone, send a text to 55678. The message is Nicole. You can get a copy of today's show, all the information that Courtney has shared, all his incredible advice for the groom and for the wedding and for your ordering and for your future and for your life. And you can have a copy of this just downloaded right into your phone, into your computer, and to your iPad, however you would like to hear it, as well as all of our archive shows. So it's been such a joy, Courtney, having you on today. And I thank you for creating a site and a resource and a center where real people can really go and be excited and be elated and joyous and have fun shopping and not feel like, oh, I still have all these other things to get, because I really think you can go on your site and just go, okay, did that, and now go on with really writing your vows and starting your life. And so you really, it's a one-stop shop for happiness, and I think that's a fabulous thing to create.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much for the kind words, and it was really a pleasure, and I appreciate you again saying all that you did and for having me on. I'll look forward to doing it again with you at another point.
Absolutely. I look forward to it as well. And tell us once more your website, www.mywedstyle.com. www.mywedstyle.com, the one-shot resource for really shopping for happiness. It has everything. And, Courtney, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much, Nicole. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you, too. What an amazing guest. So I've been on this site. I love this site. I was so drawn in. I was so blown away by the variety of gifts. And certainly, like I said, this is a site for everybody. If you are a bride, it is to find your veil, a place to find your flowers, a place to find your sash, your invitations, incredible centerpieces that I've never seen before, just entrance gifts, the books for people to sign, planners, gifts for your bridesmaids, for your grooms, for your parents, everything. But if you were just shopping for someone you love, this is also a place to find a beautiful gift. So Courtney Geigel, who himself is married and in love, has a background in weddings, and somebody that cares so deeply for the world around him, has created this beautiful site. And so I look forward to sharing it with you. And next week, we are absolutely thrilled to be talking to you about from the birth of the thought of let's start a family to actually the creation of the child, the process, what one goes through, and how you can open those doors with ease, with enthusiasm, with excitement, with bliss, with joy, and how to make that process a reality and one that forever will be etched in your heart. So Dr. Namira is coming on. I'm thrilled. I'm excited. I'm elated. And then we're going to be talking about intimacy, which is just one of our favorite subjects to talk about here. So stay And I wish you all an incredible week, and may all your happily ever after dreams come true.